Hello everyone, hope you're doing great. Identifying the pitfalls that can undermine a businessman's success is going to be our subject today. We are discussing the types of thinking that can bring us down from the peak of business and how to find a way to overcome them. Those who overthink their lives with what if this happens or what if that goes wrong? You guys should really pay attention to what I'm about to say. I've got something important for you. Let me first break it down. They always say that people's lives involve around two types of values: theoretical values and practical values. What's a theoretical value? It's something that reason and logic can confirm, like the environment should be in good shape. Okay, fine. What's a practical value? They say that theoretical value you came to needs to have practical value too. What's the criteria for practical value? It's whether or not it benefits you personally. So let's say you've come to the conclusion that right now the priority is the threat to the environment. Is that provable by logic? Yeah, for sure. Then there's another theoretical value, like I need to make more money. Can you logically justify that? Yep. Here's the reasoning. Great. So we've got two theoretical values. One is about the environment, and the other is about needing more income. Now, what's the practical value? Does it benefit me or not? Here's where you calmly set the environment aside and say, yeah, the environment is important, but honestly, it's not benefiting me right now. I'll just keep that in the background. It shouldn't be at the core of your life. But the second one, where I need to make more money for my life, my personality, my personal brand, my influence, and my self-validation. Now that one benefits me. And they'll say, great, go for the second one. So, what about the environment? They'll say, yeah, the environment gets a passing score as a theoretical value, but since it didn't pass as a practical value, it should still matter to you, just not as your main focus. The core value should be just one value. Between these two, which one is it? It's that I really need to focus on making money, right? Yes, people who've already spent their money, their time, chosen their product, but still go around asking, hey, what do you think about my decision? Come on, how much approval do you need from others? I've seen this. Some people come and ask me questions, and in between, they'll say, oh, sorry, by the way, before I asked you, I also asked so and so and so and so. Did they give you an answer? I would say, yeah. They would say, so why are you still here with me? Why are you torturing yourself? Thinking is like having a blueprint. You've got your plan, right? I'm not the one who needs to make the plan. I hire an architect for that. If I've already paid the architect to design the house and he's done his job, then I should spend the rest of my time gathering materials, finding workers, and getting the job done. But some people can't let go. They say, but all the neighboring plots have already started construction. They've raised their building from the ground up while I'm still busy reviewing my 20th set of blueprints. Dude, just stop. Aren't you tired of living in a tent? Don't you feel embarrassed not having a place to live? The main issue I'm addressing in this podcast is with people who overthink and make their thoughts worthless. Thinking is great, but too much of anything, even a good thing, turns bad. It's only good when it's in balance. Too much good becomes harmful. Take thirst, for example. I'm really thirsty, you say, and that's fine. What do you need? Water. But 10 pitchers of water? Come on, let it go. Your food lacks salt? Sure, add some salt. But how much? That how much is crucial. Once we prove something is good, we should immediately ask how much of it is enough. Thinking is good, but how much? Without balance, too much can turn something good into something bitter, like food. That's way too salty. You can eat unsalted food, but too much salt makes it unbearable. These kinds of people remind me of a saying. There's this proverb that says, the fastest way to change the direction of an aircraft carrier. Now pay attention, this is really serious. The fastest way to change the direction of an aircraft carrier is by dismantling and scrapping its part. Once you've scrapped it, where do you reassemble the parts? In the direction you want to go. You can't quickly change the direction of an aircraft carrier unless you tear it down and rebuild it in the direction you want. People who are heavy thinkers, who overanalyze everything, tend to grow very slowly. That's just the way it is. I won't dwell on it much more because my approach is always practical and we need to quickly get the what should we do part. To all of you who overthink, to those who sometimes spiral into conspiracy theories in your head, and to those who tend to imagine the worst possible outcomes so dark that even the angels of doom couldn't come up with them, I don't know why you go that far. But okay, let's assume for a moment that you're right. Fine, let's agree that those worst case scenarios could happen. But now, can you tell me what would work? What's your solution? See, the hygiene of thinking is important. These people either get overwhelmed by their own storm of thoughts, or because they lack stability, their mental fabric is worn out. The moment someone complains a little, they fall apart. Someone calls and says, look, you don't really understand this job. It's a tough road. Okay then, you seem to understand it better. Tell me what the deal is. Where are you right now? Honestly, I really love it when people who constantly complain, the ones who are always in the way, just once in a meeting, come clean and answer this. How many of those complainers are more successful than you? Why don't you realize that miserable people don't want to be alone in their misery? They say these things to avoid being left in their own loneliness. Sometimes it's really just that. The depth of some of these discussions is loneliness. At the core, some of these issues are just about being alone. I have this friend who lives with his mom. His dad passed away a long time ago. His mom is educated, but because she's scared of losing her son, she totally messed up his first marriage. She acts all religious, but her fear of losing him ruined his life. She means well, but it's like that saying, the bear's hug. She's causing more harm than good. Then there are those people who are always worried about you and keep saying you don't understand the future. You don't know the future. All right, if I don't understand, you tell me what's right. fine, I'll stop right now. Just tell me what I should do. And then they say, well, I don't know. It's up to you. Is that really logic? Could I have accepted that as advice to switch major? What is switching majors anyway? It's like we're going hiking and someone tells me, don't go this way. My first question would be, which way should I go then? And they say, I don't know, just don't go that way. What kind of nonsense is that? People who only say no without offering a better option, can they just stay quiet? Can they do humanity a favor and stop talking? Now, if you're actually that wise person in the family with real experience and you say, don't go this way for these reasons, but go that way instead, and you're willing to walk with me through it, then great, follow that person for sure. If someone has proven track record, not just a bunch of empty words, someone who's helped 10 other people in the family before you, when they say, go for it, I'll follow them all the way. If such a person exists, go for it. If they exist, that's who you should trust. Why am I saying all this? Because I believe that certain parts of the human body don't just deteriorate on their own. We're the ones who destroy them. Take teeth, for example. Teeth don't rot by themselves. We're the ones who ruin them. It's the same with thinking properly. We've destroyed the ability to think clearly because we've spent so much time thinking incorrectly. It's the same with not seeing things clearly or not knowing ourselves well. These things, like teeth, don't just vanish. I'm the one who ruined them. At the same time, I'm baffled by people who, when they think, their first option is always to turn back. Look, there's no harm in reflecting. You're thinking about the road signs ahead, and that's good. Pausing and thinking is great, especially during the consultation stage. It's an essential part of the process. But seriously, how much of your life do you plan on throwing away? Thinking and consulting are crucial, but constantly turning back and changing directions is a betrayal to yourself, your spirit, and your life. You can pull over for a moment. It's okay. Are you sure about your decision? Yes. Then why, even in life, do we often say, my life is good, and then rush straight to divorce? You just said your life is good. Let that thought simmer a bit, like soaking peas. Give it some time to weigh the pros and cons. Why do we empty ourselves so quickly after asking a question? It's like saying, my landlord is annoying, I'm going to move out, and then immediately running to a real estate agent. Why such a rush? Did a ghost possess you? Why do we ask a question and then immediately act on the opposite? Let the question sit for a while. Let it cook. You tell your landlord, I'm moving out. And of course, the landlord is thinking about the rent. Then you're in a tough spot. You can't just go back with your head down and say, hey, Mr. Muhammad, sorry, I made a mistake, please forgive me. Doesn't that hurt your pride? Are you really ready to admit I made a mistake? Are you sure you want to move out? Be certain first. Once you're sure, go check out what the market is like. Is it even the right season to find an available house? If it's not, then think again. Changing things for the sake of change is not a good option. It's really not. We have this concept called strategy. People
are supposed to think and have a strategy in their lives, which is great. I seriously believe that when it comes to business, executing things quickly and completely is a type of a strategy in itself. Isn't that what bringing results? Yeah. Haven't others succeeded by just going for it with speed? Absolutely. So, instead of getting stuck overthinking, I should focus on acting quickly and doing things thoroughly. This leads to a bigger question. What's more important, strategy or focus? The answer is focus. Focus, because a strategy is for people who have access to massive amounts of data or metadata. Those who work with metadata and have detailed insights, not for someone like me who's putting some money into a business and working with whatever information I got from my research or the networks I'm in. I don't need to overanalyze every single thing about these networks. It's like going to a doctor for a cold, and then after he writes you a prescription, you ask, "Doctor, I'll only take your prescription if you tell me your father's name, where you were born, your national ID number, how many times you've traveled abroad, and how's your relationship with your spouse." The doctor would probably think, "Did I put up a sign that says this is a psychiatric hospital? Why is this person asking me such questions?" We do the same thing with organizations. Why did you leave that company? Because you had that same attitude. You want to fix the manager of this organization? No one asked you to be the reformer. This reminds me of someone I knew who said they wanted to quit. "You want to quit? Fine." Then we had another meeting later and I asked, "All right, how much money do you need?" He gave me a number and I said, "Here's the money." But he replied, "It's not just about the money. So what's the issue then? You need to fix your attitude. Are you my mother? What does that have to do with you?" "I feel responsible." "Well, you shouldn't. Why do you think we're a bunch of pushovers who are going to stand at the door with our heads down, waiting for your instructions?" "Nope, it doesn't work like that. We've got enough ideas that even a whole country could benefit from our thinking for a long time." Let's set all that aside for a moment and say, "I'm only responsible for myself and my family. That's it, end of story. After I've made sure my wife and kids are happy, stacked up with a couple of properties and hit double digits in exports to other countries, then sure, come find me. Tell me, hey, look, this is my car, these are my properties, this is everything I own." And I'll say, "Okay, great." At that point, I'll actually be eager to hear what you have to say. You'll be someone I respect, someone I'll enjoy giving time to, because I genuinely appreciate your success. But until then, can you just listen to me? Can you just listen to me? And even when that day comes, don't worry, I probably still won't follow your advice. But sure, we can talk then, not now. There's this concept called mind deception. One time, someone came to me making a huge fuss like they were in some Bollywood drama, asking for advice. I said, "Is this really what you want? Fine, here's the path." And I was sure it was the right path, because in my mind, someone who takes on certain titles, like being a father, a husband, or having responsibilities, those aren't small things. These titles aren't just handed out for fun. You've seen shops that sell military ranks, right? Why don't you go buy a general's badge and wear it? Will the bank start paying you for that rank? Of course not. Anyone can buy the badges, but who gives them credibility? The same shops also sell military uniforms and ranks. Why don't you just wear those and collect a salary? Because just wearing the rank doesn't mean anything. It's only appearance. What I'm saying is the same. The appearance is one thing, but it's action that gives it meaning. If you're in a senior management position, you carry a ton of responsibility. You can't act like an ordinary person anymore, at least not with the carefree attitude. So I told this guy, for this and that reason, just buckle down for a while and do some hard work. After 2 days, he came back saying he needed a therapist. I thought, wow, your inner laziness really knows how to trick you. Now go ahead, spend all that money on therapy and see where it gets you. When we're so soft that we can't even take responsibility for ourselves, what are we really looking for? Back to the point. Focus is more important than strategy. Until you succeed, trust the system I've built because it has already produced so many successful results. Don't argue. I don't even want to hear it. Just follow the path I've laid out. Once you've got the things I talked about, a nice house, a good car, some properties, a healthy bank account, double-digit exports, then you can come to me and say whatever's been on your mind, but I'm sure by then you won't have anything to say. You'll just say, forget it, focus on your life and enjoy your success and honor. Man, what should I do to get focused? What should I do to achieve success? As long as I don't believe I'm doing the best thing in my life, there's no success. What are you doing, Mr. A? We came here because we had no choice. We don't even know what to do anymore. Poor guy. Even someone who's focused into rehab doesn't feel this miserable. You came with the least investment trying to do the best job. As long as I believe that I'm doing the best possible thing with the resources, time, and abilities I have, I've reached that point. Once I'm there, no one can come in with that mental noise to tempt me, no matter what. Even prophets were tempted, let alone you. They even tried to tempt the prophet. They told him, we'll do all the things for you, just give up your mission. Dude, there are always a few people trying to lead anyone off the right path. Don't think your family is more righteous than the prophet's family. Let it go. It's everywhere. All of us have at least 20%, like 1/5, negativity in us. Even at our best, we shouldn't listen to that. Why shouldn't we listen to them? Because if their words had any value, they'd be billionaires by now. Why shouldn't we listen to them? Because if their path and their words had any credibility, they'd already be billionaires. Why shouldn't we listen to them? Because if their ideas, thoughts, and character had any value and weight, they'd be in their best place in life. The blind can't lead the blind. And basically, I need to commit to not thinking about anything else until I finish this. I'm not going to think about it. I'm just not going to think about it. Life's gotten a lot faster. Technology, with all its benefits, has created this fairness where you see someone from a remote town, but because they're focused and follow structure, you see them growing quickly. And you're like, where did they come from? Yeah, that's how it is. So I need to stay committed until I reach that final stage. If I'm breaking success down into stages, until I reach that final stage, I shouldn't even think about anything else. Just don't think or focus on it. Now's the time to act. And the only thing that will save me is taking action. That's the reality. You might ask, when should I rest? Honestly, you might laugh at this, but seriously, believe it, we only have the right to rest when our success is moving at an incredibly fast pace. Think about that for a second. I'm not saying I should completely drown myself in work. After all, I'm using up my energy, my peace of mind, everything. It's all consumption. But what I'm saying is, the only time rest is truly deserved is when my work and success are moving at a ridiculously high speed. That's when you can truly rest. Let your personality, your pride, help you succeed, not the voices around you. Success is something that has to come from within. I've been through a lot. I was the one who struggled at certain points. I was the one who didn't know what to do in certain situations. And these so-called virtual Robin Hoods around me, posing like they've got it all figured out, where were they when I was really struggling? They don't have the right to speak about my future. They were not around me when they were needed. I can't be that naive. I can't keep pushing the boundaries of naivety. I swear, aura is bigger than this. As a senior manager, I shouldn't have to say things in a way that makes you think like that. No, I swear on this flag, on this beloved Iran, that it genuinely hurts me to see all this pointless shifting around. To see how little care we have for ourselves. How some of us give up at our peak just because a few people say something. And suddenly we collapse. I'm speaking from experience. Those who came before the famous aura traders, who says they were the first. They've done their rounds, and now they're sitting back, watching from afar. And the unfair ones, they're just sitting there with their machine guns, firing shots non-stop, saying, yeah, that's where they're going to mess with your mind. Man, let it go. What are these words? People have brains. Should they go and open the door of their car when they are working for Uber, beg for ratings? I mean no disrespect for those who work in Uber or some other services, those taxi drivers, anyone, anywhere, working for their own comfort, dignity, and the well-being of their loved ones is honorable. But for me, to focus on asking for a rating when someone gets out of my car, no way. That bothers me. It really bothers me. I'd rather be on an island by myself with my own business, my pride, my personality, and my untapped potential that I can turn into experience. That's what I prefer. Please don't reduce money to childish games. Money and emotions are worlds apart. Money and make-believe are worlds apart. The story of money is a completely different story. Filled with rationality, filled with calculated moves, filled with discipline, filled with teachability, filled with determination, these are the things that can make money. Exactly the things I mentioned, from discipline to teachability, apply in every field. If you apply them in academia, it works, and they'll say, well done. That's how you grow in education. If you apply them in the military, it works. In the industry, it works. In anything, the user passwords are the same as they are in business. Not a word less, not a word more. And my final point, no one cares more about me than I care about myself. I shouldn't say myself short. People, in the heart of the moment, in their fleeting sense of power and emotion, might know how to say a few things. But the reality, that's a different story. Tomorrow, you'll go to someone and say, I changed my mind, I'm here now. Got any work for me? And they'll say, no, I grew up through hardship too. What just for your thrills, just because you thought you were some kind of Robin Hood? You pulled the rug from under me. That's unfair. I hope our lives are filled with logic, filled with good decision, filled with self-care, with determination, with planning and effort, and a willingness to learn. God hasn't forbidden greatness for anyone. He hasn't forbidden happiness and wealth for anyone. Let's not forbid it for ourselves. I leave you in God's care. Thank you so much. Have fun. Bye-bye.